From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. After a missile test Friday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Saturday that his country possesses missiles that could strike the entire United States mainland. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis provided details about the launch Friday.
The missile was launched from Mukyong-ni. This is an arms plant up in the far north of North Korea, northwest, it's north of Pyongyang. It traveled about 1,000 kilometers before splashing down in the Sea of Japan. It splashed down inside of Japan's exclusive economic zone, about 88 nautical miles from Hokkaido.
China has condemned the launch, while Japan, South Korea, and the United States vow to work together on a new UN Security Council measure aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Saturday expressed his disappointment over disqualification by the country's highest court for allegedly concealing assets. Sharif said he didn't believe he should have been treated in this manner, and it is insulting and unacceptable. Pakistan's ruling party named senior lawmaker Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as his successor. Iran said on Saturday that a United States Navy aircraft carrier fired warning shots at one of its ships in an unprofessional manner. Iran's official IRNA news agency quoted a statement from the Revolutionary Guard as saying the incident occurred Friday when the USS Nimitz approached an offshore oil platform in the Persian Gulf and a helicopter from the ship buzzed a boat carrying Iranian soldiers. The confrontation marks the second such incident this week. Follow VOA on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News.